There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. It's the only kind of holster I have. Well, that's not true. I have a box full of holsters I don't use. The ones I use daily are G-Code. And that will continue to be that way because they will continue to innovate. I'm still using first-generation OSHs because they're just that good. They're better than anything out there. They don't have some of those buttons or those gimmicks or anything to retain. They actually retain the weapon. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I want to give you a summation of how gun control is presented to you on a daily basis. They promise us peace if we will only accept a little regulation. Who doesn't want peace? Some of us don't even pay attention to that. But when we hear peace for a little regulation, sure, where do we sign up for that? They promise things like armed assault will stop in its tracks in places like Washington State, where if they only had universal background checks. Now, who doesn't want to see that stop? So the uninformed say, well, yeah, who doesn't want that? Where do I sign up? Now, in Washington State, armed robbery didn't stop. In fact, crime continued as if the new law doesn't exist, and they don't even know how to implement it. It was and is a fantasy to think that criminals are going to obey the next gun law after criminals ignored the thousands of gun laws that came before it and are in place when they get to this point of where they are today. And unfortunately, it is easy to sell fantasies at the Washington ballot box when you have tens of millions of dollars on your side. The Washington voters, when they embraced this, they essentially said, listen, I'm going to saddle up my unicorn and take it for a spin. Are they surprised or embarrassed that the criminals aren't obeying the newest gun law, the latest gun law, the one that was brought to them by the rich people? What they do is they leave the honest gun owner. They're the victims of the new law. The victims of the crime still exist. And now we got new victims. We got victims of the new gun law. And that was the plan. That was always the plan. We're sold peace if we would only accept just one more firearms regulation. Criminals would stop using guns if we only had better firearms registration. There would be fewer victims of violent crime if we had stricter licensing of firearms. We are promised peace with every new law. And now, 20,000 plus gun laws later, there is no peace. Not in places like Washington State. Now it's harder than ever to be an honest, law-abiding firearm owner. it is harder than ever for the peaceable, for the law-abiding, for the keepers of order to protect themselves. What was learned is that disarming honest men and women only makes it easier for criminals. Even an idiot can understand that if they will simply try. Now, with 20,000 gun laws, 20,000 plus gun laws on the books, it is very easy for the police, the ones that are besieged right now, to assume that a nonviolent gun owner may have violated one of their many regulations. They just have to find it. You know, we cannot endure the horror of a gun owner somewhere that might have an unregistered shell casing. Most police don't even know the intricacies of firearms laws. I don't know how we could possibly expect them to, as many of them as there are. Instead, they take the easy way out. They perform a no-knock raid, and then they let you sort out the problem with the judge if you survive the raid and after you get out of jail. Or in California, you have AB 1014, where you can have your ex-girlfriend, a guy you worked with, a guy you went to school with or something. They can go to a judge and say, I think he's violent. I think he has violent tendencies. And he's a gun owner. And they will swear out a anti-gun violence restraining order against you. Come and take your guns. That's another easy way out. They'll come and take your guns. No due process. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you can get before a judge and plead your case then. Now, here's what I say in my new intolerant mode. Since the last 20,000 plus gun laws have not brought us peace, how about let's start repealing a few thousand of these laws that criminalize nonviolent behavior? Let's try a little more freedom. We've earned it before we pass another gun control law that is going to fail. It's not sure to fail. It's not likely to fail. It is going to fail. We really don't need a gun owner or, a restricted gun owner strangled to death because he had an unregistered shell casing to do it. Aren't all, what if it's a black gun owner? Don't black lives matter? Now, as Al Gore would say, the science is in. Gun owners are extremely honest people. They have never been the source of public violence. Never going to be the source of public violence. When they are the source of public violence, it turns out to be justified in almost all the cases. Any gun groups that are trying to sell the next new gun law, as if that law will somehow magically, with Houdini-like tendencies, stop crime. They're lying. They know they're lying because it was always designed to make it hard for you. And unfortunately for us, the casual, tolerant voters believe it time after time after time after time. And our rights of self-defense are trying to strangle those. And if you don't believe me, go to Washington State, try to buy a gun and learn to shoot. Because unless you're jumping through the right hoops, whether they're on fire, just greased up, or whatever, you better not touch a gun until you make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. For God's sake, don't borrow one from a law-abiding friend, especially not if you're law-abiding, because then you just put the law. They're always going to sell it as if we only had this. And then they come back in about 6 months and say, we didn't get enough after just saying, if we only had this. The whole thing, it just reeks of hypocrisy all the time. I saw that President Barack Obama said the other day that under his watch, race relations have improved. Up is down, black is white. Dogs and cats are living together. If it wasn't so upsetting, it would be funny. It's like a badly written comic skit. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only thing I carry. Go check out the Scorpion line. If you haven't looked at it yet, you need to go look at it. You will like what you see. Very streamlined, very low profile. It appears, I know that perpetrators that are going to do a home invasion don't scout. They don't scout out to find out if the homeowner they're thinking about breaking into is a gun owner. They don't ever take the time to consider, is it a good idea to burgle a place where you have a home and in it lives a vocal supporter of gun rights, and then attack them in their home. Now, Tom Vineyard is the senior pastor at Windsor Hills Baptist Church. He's been outspoken in his political beliefs. Coming from Newsock.com, a pastor at Northwest Oklahoma City Church, who has been a vocal proponent of gun rights, has been cleared of wrongdoing in the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old boy at the pastor's home. The pastor arrived home about 3 p.m., and as he checked his house, he was attacked by the burglar who had been hiding in a closet in the back bedroom. The pastor even had signs posted outside of his house. From OklahomaSentinel.com, on December 23rd, police identified the alleged intruder as 14-year-old Keontre Reese. Several signs are posted around the pastor's home. One in the front door reads, "Nothing on this property is worth your life." Then we have several pictures of Keontre Reese, 14 years old, can't legally own a gun in any state here in the United States, and we got pictures of him with handguns. And money. Lots of money. When he was on a mission in Africa, Pastor Vineyard's home was invaded and his skull fractured. He and his family cooperated with robbers, but that was not enough. Highly restrictive gun laws in that country prevented them from being armed. I would have to suspect that the good pastor, that particular experience probably shaped and reinforced any Second Amendment advocacy that he had. And it is sad that a 14-year-old did not pay attention in Sunday school, if he went, and did not heed the warnings on Pastor Vineyard's house. That is sad, but like, you know, there is a point in anything where your darling, if that's who it is, if it's your darling doing this, you need to pay very close attention to this. When your darling decides that they're going to invade a home, if you're aware of it, try to stop it. If you're not aware of it, don't come out bashing the home defender. Bad, bad form on your part. I haven't heard if Keontre was a model citizen or anything, but it just makes me wonder. There's a guy out of New York who's getting ready to go to jail. His name is Michael Grimm. As of right now, it's U.S. Representative Michael Grimm. He's a Republican. A New York Republican. Now, you may have seen this on TV, okay? And I'm saying this because this is a Republican, okay? I'm not against Republicans. I'm really not against Democrats. I'm against individuals. This is an individual that I'm against. This is a guy that used to be in law enforcement. He used to be with the FBI. And he had a lot of allegations about corruption against him, which he's been found guilty of now. He's been found guilty of felony tax evasion. He was being questioned by New York One Washington reporter Michael Scotto. And Representative Grimm threatened to throw this reporter off the balcony last January for asking him a question about corruption allegations. He said, "Let me be clear to you," and there's video to this. "If you ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this expletive deleted balcony. You're not man enough. I'll break you in half." This is the drawback to most media people. Most media people are, they're media people. There's very few of them that practice anything when it comes to self-defense. And so this guy was probably petrified of Mr. Grimm. Later, after he realized he'd been caught dead to rights, Mr. Grimm, of course, did apologize. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that Grimm is a gun grabber. He's one of the rare Republican gun grabbers. And it has everything to do with where he's from. After Newtown, he got on the "I Want to Make America Safer for the Children" bandwagon when he was calling for the renewing a national ban on assault weapons as part of the healing process. I don't know who he thought would be healed, because there is no justice for somebody who loses a loved one. There is never any justice. There's never any making it right. You can have this guy convicted. You can follow him all the way down to death row. When he's executed, you can be there watching. You can be in front of him, looking him in the eye. And when you leave out of there, you still will be without your loved one. So this is for the healing. No, it isn't. There is no healing on this. You just have to come to grips with it. That's the very best you can hope to do. So here we have a guy who abused the fact that he used to be in law enforcement, threatening a journalist, quote-unquote journalist, and aligning himself with people like Chuck Schumer and Dianne Flying Frankenstein. This is the same Republican Party in New York that did nothing for Rob Astorino against Mario Cuomo, along with Mario's buddy, Chris Christie. Let's never forget what Chris Christie did in New York, shall we? Or what he didn't do. But if you've got some, I wish I'd been the interviewer of Representative Grimm, because I'm a lot bigger than he is. I am a lot bigger than he is. He's, you know, he's law enforcement. That's fine. I know you've probably, I don't know what he did in the FBI. Not every one of these guys are Krav Maga specialists. And I'd be willing to toss those, I'd be willing to roll those dice with him. I'm not impressed with a bully. I wouldn't be going gently over the good balcony. No. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've got to mention this. I mean, we're coming down to the end of 2014. And this is, you know, the only thing that ever changes is who is the one with the pen or the keyboard when it comes to stuff like this. But this is from the Office of Misinformation. And this time, it's coming from Eleanor J. Bader. She's doing a book review on a book called The Last Gun, How Changes in the Gun Industry Are Killing Americans and What It Will Take to Stop It. Its release date will be January the 1st. Eleanor got a hold of the book to review it, and she saw a news account on TV from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where resident Krista Angles had been shot to death by her 3-year-old son. The toddler had apparently discovered the weapon underneath the couch. Eleanor finds this sad, as do I. But she also says it's not particularly uncommon, which it actually is. According to Mr. Diaz in his book, you know, we have 30,000 U.S. residents a year that have died because of guns. Every year, he writes, more Americans are killed by guns than people of all nationalities are killed worldwide by terrorist attacks. And in his mind, you would think that these stark facts are enough to make the politicians move into action. But they haven't. Not Sandy Hook, not Fort Hood, not the mass shooting in Binghamton, New York, Virginia Tech, or in Tucson, Arizona, or Aurora, Colorado, have led the body politic to stand up to the NRA or the gun manufacturers with which it is in line to demand stricter regulations on who can retain and use firearms. Now, for the uninformed voter, what this means is this. The picture he's painting is a bunch, you know, the head of Colt, the head of Smith and Wesson, the head of Glock, they're all sitting down, and they probably invite their, you know, the smaller companies, the Bravo companies, and the Spikes Tactical, and, you know, just name it. I mean, they all get together for a little confab. As a matter of fact, it's coming up in January called SHOT Show. And in that SHOT Show, they will have a secret meeting, you see, that we'll never see it, because it's sort of like the gun manufacturer's Illuminati meeting, where they're sitting there chuckling, drinking 20-year-old scotch, smoking cigars that cost more than $20 a pop, toasting each other for all the American citizens that were killed with their guns. Because that's why they make them, to kill Americans. We want to see our guns used in crime. Yes, we do. That's the picture they try to paint. You know, never mind that some of these things, where they happened, never mind what, who did it, never mind any of that stuff. Never mind how many pieces of gun control didn't stop them, by the way. Now, according to Eleanor, the last gun explains the reasons why gun control has become the third rail of U.S. politics and deconstructs why efforts to enact common sense guidelines continue to fall flat. Now, they use the aftermath of the 10-minute-long rampage of U.S. Army Major Nidal M. Hassan, November 2009. The Department of Defense appears to have missed the significance of the incredible level of firepower that was easily accessible to Major Hassan. Major Hassan used a personally owned weapon. Not even majors in the U.S. Army can walk up, sign out a weapon from an arms room, and take it wherever they want to go. For the issue weapons to make it out of the arms room, everybody needs to be going someplace with them, whether it's combat or the range, but they have to have someplace designated. The armorer has to know in advance where it's going. Now, personally owned firearms can be signed out. But Major Nidal Hassan never had access to any true military hardware except for the Beretta that he used, which was his own. The Beretta that he used, which is his own, is no more dangerous than any revolver or any 9mm out there. This was not some dizzying, all-encompassing, if you get grazed with it by the bullet, you're going to come break into dust firearm. This was a 9mm Beretta M9. And he got to do this in a completely unarmed environment during an organization day when everybody is standing around thinking, I can't wait to play murder ball, which is fun. It had nothing to do with the dizzying array of explosive firepower available to him. Now, if he'd gotten a fully loaded Bradley vehicle, now we're talking. But until then, this was a spree shooting. It was a terrorist attack, and it was done with a handgun. That's what it was. Now, when this happened, Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma tried to introduce the Service Member Second Amendment Protection Act of 2010, the goal to forbid any action by the Defense Department that might affect personal weapons, and the bill became law. You see, we can't be guaranteeing the right of military service members to amass arsenals of weapons. That just can't be happening. These are the ones that are trained to run them, but we can't have that. You see, this is all a business strategy. Everybody should be able to have guns, and even if somebody goes off, even if an Islamic sympathizer screaming Allahu Akbar as he's shooting down soldiers, that has nothing to do with it. You see, it's the gun that's the problem. See, here's my problem with this. His 30,000 deaths figures, we all know this. More than two-thirds of that is suicide. Suicide is, with a gun, is violent when they pull the trigger, and then it's over with. And it's sad. It's sad that somebody gets to the point where they don't want to live anymore. And it is no more sad than when they hang themselves or drink a a lethal cocktail of something, or if they throw themselves in front of a train or anything else, it is no less sad because they use a gun and no more sad because they use a gun. Suicide is sad. This is somebody that says, I have nothing else to gain in this life. There's nothing left. I no longer want to be here. And when somebody makes that decision, they're going to do it. That's the problem. This whole idea that the NRA, you know, every time we see somebody like this, every time we see somebody making these points and everything, and when I say the NRA, I'm not a member, but anybody that does what I do, every time we see one of these actions where somebody gets killed, we are very upset about it. And in my case, I wish I was there. I wish I'd been there to do something about it. Armchair quarterbacking, you know? But it's never the goal of a gun maker or the NRA to see innocent people die. And this whole, this is them clutching at straws on the way down. They're about to fall off. They're about to fall off of the wagon. And they know it, and I know it, because the shift has happened. You have lost Black America. Black America no longer believes what you say about gun control, yo. And I'm so pleased with that. I can't wait to see what they stop believing next. That'll be some good stuff when that happens. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Like I've been saying, this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. And I'd like to take this moment to publicly thank both Frog Lube and G-Code. Frog Lube becoming my title sponsor filled a void that I didn't think I was going to be able to fill. And they did it in such a way as to make a lot of things possible. And Larry Lasky, Stacy Lasky, those two, which are essentially Frog Lube, they have people that work for them, but they're the ones that are doing all the thinking. Their faith in me to do what I do, when they took this move, it was, I don't know how to articulate it to you. I don't know how to put it to you and tell you what it meant to me. G-Code, both Frog Lube and G-Code have been with me for some time. They started with me when I was just a podcast. And G-Code coming in and taking on responsibility for financing the second hour of the show, Scott Evans, Jesse Lockhart, Robin Knapp, those guys, making a highly innovative product and supporting the show. There's no way to tell you what it means to have those two companies in my corner. Just wanted to let you hear that. When I'm talking to you about concealed carry, and I'm talking to the serious concealed carriers, the ones who are concerned with their everyday carry, the ones who train, the ones who find that right holster, find that right gun, the ones that bother to learn all of the applicable laws, the ones that take formal training classes from professionals, that bother to invest in serious equipment and carry all the time. One of the things that goes hand in hand with that is situational awareness. Now, this is, Jeff Cooper was the one that came up with the levels of awareness. And these are the people who live in condition yellow, which I am one. Heads on a swivel, constantly scanning for threats, proactively avoiding any potential problems. Because they don't actually want to draw their concealed weapon. They don't want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody with my concealed weapon. I don't even want to draw it. And because of that attitude, situational awareness is everything. It's everything. And all but the most desperate or deranged criminals will turn away from someone who will make eye contact with them and move confidently as they know what they're doing. Your body language goes a long way towards telling the criminal that you are not someone to be taken lightly. Without you saying a word, you can be very pleasant, smiling, wearing your glasses, whatever. But merely weaving a holster into your belt and putting a coat over your gun doesn't make you a competent concealed carrier any more than buying a car makes you a safe and competent defensive driver. There are people who carry a concealed weapon but lack good self-defense training. And that goes beyond standing in a lane at a range and hitting a bullseye of a target that's either moving forward or backwards, but never moving laterally. And these are simply targets with a bonus, with a bonus prize, like in the Cracker Jack box. And in New Orleans, there's a man that is now sadly living proof of this sad reality. A man was attacked Monday evening in Henry Clay Avenue by two assailants who beat him and took his concealed weapon. The victim, man in his 40s, was near Henry Clay and Coliseum around 9 p.m. Monday, December 22nd, when he was approached by two attackers who hit him with a gun, according to the initial NOPD report. They then put him face down on the ground, frisked him, and stole his concealed weapon. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this dude is probably checking his text messages. He was probably eyes down into his mobile device or listening to his music, and he probably never saw the potential threat until it was too late to do anything proactive about it. What would have been proactive? I'm not talking about him drawing down going, freeze or fill your head. I'm talking about him crossing the street, getting an obstacle between him and them, maybe a telephone pole or a car. Even something as innocuous as that would force them to commit and telegraph their intention. And then he would have had enough time to confirm that he was a target for criminal action, and he would have had enough time to take cover and, if need be, draw his weapon. Instead, this clueless and unaware gun donor walked cluelessly into an ambush and put another gun on the street for criminals to use against good people. So if you're going to carry a gun, don't just carry a gun. Learn armed self-defense. Learn situational awareness. Situational awareness is the first weapon in your toolkit. Your gun is your last resort. Situational awareness will save you a lot of time and a lot of pain and a lot of process if you employ it. It is the most important part of your defensive arsenal. And if you're not going to honestly dedicate yourself to being proactive and engaged in self-defense and committed to situational awareness, take your gun off and leave it at home. Don't be a donor. Goodness. As part of the year-end stuff, let's look at five instances of liberals mocking gun owners via foot-in-mouth idiocy. Here's a list that came from libertyunyielding.com. This was some of the most outrageous things muttered by rabid mouth-breathing gun controllers this year. In short order, number one, Washington, D.C. police employee claimed Second Amendment was only from when the British were coming. Number two, Hillary Clinton says gun owners terrorize the majority of people. We are the majority of people, Hillary. The adults, anyway. Number three, New York Daily News calls Second Amendment supporter a gun nut, a gun worshiper, and a zealot for winning a gun via raffle. Number four, liberal college students sign petition to have gun owners executed. Yeah. Number three, you know, Limbaugh refers to the college students as young and the heads full of mush. Now I have to concur. Number five, Vice President calls gun rights advocates teabaggers. What's really cringeworthy is when you, if you go back and look at these instances, there'll be people nodding and smiling. Yeah, yeah. These aren't people who are looking to get guns out of the hands of the bad people. That's what everybody says. We want to keep the guns out of the hands of bad people. They want to see guns out of all hands except the ones they designate that they can have them. people cited in the above examples think that anyone with a gun is bad and therefore must be disarmed. So while they may talk a very good game about common sense, their common sense dictates that the Second Amendment be abolished. I mean, you got the Vice President of the United States marginalizing gun owners, faithfully executing their God-given right, codified by the Constitution, that he took an oath to uphold, and he's marginalizing them by using offensive slang. You got college students. And you got to catch them when they're in college. You got to catch them before that first student loan payment comes due. Then I believe they begin to change. College students freely signing petitions to kill gun owners. Their parents are probably gun owners. You've got Hillary Clinton straight up lying, saying that gun owners terrorize a majority of people. And you have some dimwit D.C. employees who want to relegate the Second Amendment to the 1700s. And this, folks, is the real face of gun control. This is them in an unfiltered moment. You got to take these for you got to grab onto these when you see these putting out there. When they're getting put out there, you got to grab onto them, remember them, hold them, embrace them. Because this is them unfiltered. This is them really being candid with you. The president, the presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton, looks at a community 126 million strong in the U.S., the majority of adults in the U.S., and says, we terrorize, we're the majority of adults, and she says that we terrorize the majority. That just kills me. It just kills me. Oh, well. Got to go heat up my cup of coffee, go into post-production. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this, please. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.